Well, in, let's see, 79, we moved to LA for like 8 or 9 months and came back. And we used to tour a lot. You know, not a lot of bands toured. Most of the bands just played here. When bands came to town, I met everybody. And so I started my own little network where I'd be like, well, I will help you get a show here, or I will do this for you if you will get me a show wherever you live. So, you know, we played down south, we played the East Coast, we played all through the Midwest, you know, just doing it on our own. So for a lot of bands, they were here the whole time and, you know, actually would see the changes. With me, it's like we'd be gone, we'd be back, we'd be gone, we'd be back. So I don't think you notice as much. And then 82, I might have moved to LA again. 82 or 83, because I moved to LA 3 different times. So I'm sure it did, but I don't think I noticed as much because I wasn't here all the time. I think the only other band that really toured was the Romantics. You know, the other bands, they would, yeah, they'd go maybe play Toronto or play Cleveland or whatever, but we actually played out of town a lot, and that was pretty unique for most of the bands around here. I think most of us worked around our jobs, and I have always believed in the music, so I would tell my job, well, this is what I'm doing. You know, you can work with me, or if you want, I'll give my notice. And usually they would work with me. You know, I had a job when we were touring a lot, managing a bar. And when they asked me to be manager, I said, well, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, and I need to be able to go on tour. And they're like, you give us 2 weeks' notice and you can go on tour. So that made it a lot easier. Plus, you know, knowing people all over that would help you book shows, because honestly, I don't know how we used to book shows back then without internet or computers. You know, it was like everything was phone calls and writing letters and, you know, just like ancient history. We used to play with the B-Girls a lot from Toronto. They brought us to Toronto. We brought them to Detroit. We played together in New York. And they were a really good all-girl band. And I really loved the B-Girls. And I'm still friends with Cynthia. I went and they just got back together a couple of years ago for some one-off shows. And I went to their show in Toronto and got up and sang one of their songs with them. Yeah, I'm sure there were a ton of bands. Do I remember them now? Not really. But there's just too many, too much. You know, there were a ton of bands that I loved playing with that we would play with every time we went somewhere. I don't really remember who they are though, but you know, we got to play with some good bands. We in Minneapolis, I knew all the bands in Minneapolis, you know, the Hipsters, Flamingo, the Suburbs. Who else? You know, the other, not too long ago, I found a business card from one of the guys in Husker Du. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I knew them too. Because I was very friendly. I would talk to anybody, I made friends with everybody. It really helped in touring. For some strange reason, we did really well in North Carolina. There was a really great scene in the, I forget what they call it, but it's Greensboro, Chapel Hill, and Raleigh. And they had a great scene, and we always played really packed clubs there. I don't remember how I got to be friends with anybody down there, but the first time we went, you know, we didn't know how it would be. You know, expenses weren't that much. It was just, you know, it was gas. We always stayed with people. And we played one of our best shows ever at a club called Fridays in Raleigh, Greensboro, North Carolina. And the place was beyond packed. And we made a ton of money and we had a great time. And we used to go back there every couple months. And the next time we went back, they built a stage for us because the first time we were there, it was like a pizza place we played at. You know, there was just a place on the floor where you set up. And the next time there was a little stage, they're like, we built this for you. And, you know, we just played there all the time. It was very strange. And, you know, like we could play on the way down there, Cleveland. You know, we played Minneapolis, Madison, Milwaukee. We played New York a lot. We played Boston. We toured a lot and just made friends, brought them here. They brought us there. I don't know how we did it. It just worked out well.